The Australian city of Melbourne has banned rental electronic scooters, with officials saying they posed unacceptable safety risks. The U-turn by the city's council comes after it first welcomed the scooters in February 2022, saying they would operate a 2-year trial. However, hundreds of accidents since then have sparked complaints and outrage from the public. Melbourne's mayor said he was fed up with the bad behavior of some scooter users. "Too many people are riding on footpaths. People don't park them properly. They're tipped, they're scattered around the city like confetti, like rubbish, creating tripping hazards," Nicholas Rees told local radio station 3AW. Melbourne is just the latest city in the world to remove hire scooters, which can go at up to 26 km per hour, 16 miles per hour, after a brief period of operation. The French capital Paris outlawed them last September. Mr. Rees said he wanted to copy the Paris option. City councillors voted 6-4 on Tuesday evening local time to ban the scooters almost immediately. Operators Lime and Neuron have been ordered to remove the scooters within 30 days. The company still had 6 months left on their contracts to operate the vehicles and had been campaigning heavily in recent weeks, urging users to petition the council. Both companies said they had invested significantly in recent months to improve safety and regulations around the use of scooters, with Neuron saying it was planning on installing AI cameras on scooters to prevent misuse. A spokesman for the company decried the city council's blanket ban on Tuesday, saying they had been in discussions with city officials to introduce measures like restricting the scooter use to less congested parts of the city, or setting up riding zones. "This goes over and above the reforms announced by the state government," Jaden Bryant from Neuron had earlier told Australian media. "It is very odd that a different, tabled proposal for the introduction of new e-scooter technology can change to become a proposal for a ban." About 1,500 Lime and Neuron scooters had been distributed across the city since the trial's inception in February 2022. Melbourne City Council had previously reported that scooters had cut the city's carbon emissions by more than 400 tons and encouraged greater take-up of public transport.